Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local poet with a unique vision has a new book. Let's go in-depth with Joe Plum, author of Landmass and Other Poems. So, Joe, you've been traveling a lot?
Yeah, off and on.
And why don't you tell people what you do?
I present poetry of original nature. And I spend my life composing it, bringing it in, however you want to say it. And then on occasion, I get opportunity to say poetry in front of people, and I do that.
When people bring you in to all over in the country, don't they? Especially out west,
yeah.
You're popular.
Yeah, I am. A lot of it's the bardic propensity, which what that means is there's a history of oral poetry where a certain person can say poems that bring in concepts that are really hard to outline otherwise, because our practical mind always deals in dualisms, parallel dualisms, and yet those dualisms really spring from the same source.
So, what do you mean, dualisms?
Left and right, day and night, dark and right, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So that's a reasonable way, pragmatic way of approaching life, which is really, in our society, especially oriented with the mind. But as human beings, it's our heart that leads us through life. So the heart is much more emotional, and you can, with a series of words, basically set up the mind to shut off by parallel dualisms.
So we're shutting ourselves off? Is that what you're saying?
Or we're shutting ourselves off from our heart by living in our mind all the time with dualisms.
Okay, and you speak from the heart because you manage to get around these dualisms? Is that what you try to do?
It's like turning a furnace on at 69 and shutting it off at 71, trying to keep it at 70. Eventually it shutters and gives up and quits. So when you pair dualisms together and keep bringing the concepts closer and closer to an open center of nothing in particular, unless already hypnotized into being personalized as emptiness, then the mind shuts off. And then you feel with the heart. And when I say feel with the heart, if you think of what that means, that's not the same as feeling it, because then you're into those dualisms again.
Okay, so you're saying you want to shut off the mind so
yes.
The heart can speak?
Yes, and listen.
Okay, but the heart is just the heart. It doesn't have a mouth or ears.
That's what the mind tells us.
Is that what it's telling me right now?
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of fun to talk with you, Joe.
Okay.
Well, you make me think differently. I'm a pretty, you know, dual thinker.
Right.
I mean, I just am. That's the way I work. But you don't work that way.
Well, we all have spirits right now. We're spirits in bodies. And our spirit dwarfs our mind. So if you were to try to find, in a sense, a shadow of your spirit, you'd find it in your heart. But see, that's where that dualism kind of breaks down again, because it's not a shadow. It's actually light. So it's a light shadow or a shadow of light. The heart is.
So how do I bring it out? My mind just doesn't stop. It just keeps going. And I don't know how to shut it off.
Well, it's a journey.
So we're not going to figure it out this morning?
It can't be figured out. You have to give up on figuring it out.
Okay.
Never mind. This is going nowhere. Which is exactly where we want to be. And all that kind of thing.
All right. Well, let's just show people what you, I mean, this is a very interesting but odd interaction, I'm sure, for our listeners. But why don't you show people what you can do? Why don't you show them? It's pretty amazing what you can do.
There is a beauty in winter. Children often see, head down in the snow, lost in the whiteness of it in the sea. There is a vision set in the cold, old bones sometimes ignore, face up in a dream, afraid morning will come no more. But for those few who are ageless, winter holds a virtue deep, a taste for life long after, colors are asleep. With an eye for light and shadow, bountifully released, hearts can dance with the echo of eternity at peace. Yes, there is a beauty in winter, a promise that we'll always keep, the seeds of spring's awakening, safe within tomorrow's reach, for fertile ground when frozen humbles honor with icy speech, and that the truth is fundamentally ultimate still stands as the one lesson only winter's stark beauty has the power to teach.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with author and poet Joe Plum.
And you just recited this. You're not looking at anything.
Correct. And I haven't said that poem for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years.
All right, because you remember it. It's part of your, well, it's, you create it, and then you remember it. But then I've been around you long enough that you tinker with them still.
Correct.
And that they change.
Well, it's a language. Like any language, you put it together in whatever is appropriate for the listener.
Whatever is appropriate for the listener. Is that me or the listening audience?
Did you think cold today.
That? It's cold? Well, you came up with that.
Well, no, you said about dualisms, you know.
Dualism.
That's kind of triggered that one, I guess. I don't know. I have always strayed from trying to understand the process. You know, out maybe, you know, the understanding of the process becomes paramount and then the process quits. You know, that's the kind of thing scholars can do. I mean, I don't need to do it.
So I gave you the cue, and that just came out. You
yeah.
didn't think about it.
Yeah.
But I've also, and I see your poetry evolve. I see it change in the situations. I've heard enough of it over the years. It always amazes me how it comes out, and that it all comes out seemingly perfect. You don't have to look at it or read it like most of us would have to. But then you also, I've seen you create a whole cloth, just out of the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good times.
But you do that, too. Sometimes they come out. Like, I've seen a conversation between two people that the conversation has never been had before, and then you've created a poem in the immediate aftermath of the communication.
Right. Well, poetry, one of the classical definitions of poetry is a compression of thought. And what bardic poetry is you're actually compressing the thought of the community and giving it back to them in a succinct manner. It's like, you know, painting a landscape portrait of a vast, vast area on a 9x10 canvas. It's all there, but it's smaller, so you can take it in at all one glance. That's what bardic poetry actually is, to give back to the community what they're saying to themselves, but in such a way that it can be easily remembered because it's concise.
So like a painter might paint the people talking? And try to get a sense of that, you do it with words.
Yeah. A painter of deserts labored for years, laying grain upon grain and tear upon tear. Before the sun rose and after the moon fell, he struggled not to struggle or drop into hell. Yeah.
Is that one you just made up?
Well, no, it's just little pieces.
You have a repertoire.
Yes, 16 hours.
16 hours.
Right, so far.
And ever growing.
Yeah, there's 4 different books in basically, it's 16 hours total.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with author and poet Joe Plum.
And you come out with books and then... Even more importantly, I think, to you, is you come out with the CDs.
Right. Just now, I have a new book, and it's the first one that was the book first. I haven't made the CD for it yet.
And it's Landmass. Another poem.
But in Landmass, it's unique because in a dream, I read this book. So that's why the book is first, because I saw it. I didn't hear it. Usually I hear them first.
And you saw it in a dream.
Yeah.
The whole thing, all the words
now,
laid
page,
out there?
Page 7 to 27. Then I closed it. Somehow I accidentally pinched the first few pages between the cover and my fingers.
In your dream.
Right.
And you remember every word, every punctuation, or you're going to have to recreate some of that?
No, that's actually the craft of bardic poetry. It's not recreating. You know, you have to build bridges between what you know in what you know, but you can't add to it or subtract. It's got to be the way it was, the way you heard it, the way you saw it. There's a process that's subliminal within the human entity, and it produces moments, you know, of pristine beauty. And when you capture that beauty, you can't add to it or subtract from it.
So you don't make it better, a little exaggeration here or there?
Only when I'm goofing around.
And so goofing around, what do you mean by that?
Oh, just usually no one is there. Nobody's there but me. I'm just goofing around.
All right, with words.
Yeah, with the sound of the word, the way it rolls off the tongue. There was a lengthy period of time, and my mom's Welsh, from Wales, so there's a lot of Welsh rhythms inside of me. And at some point in time, somewhere between Blake and Dylan, they became theatrical. They became a big voice, you know, a deliverance. And when I get to goofing around, that's what I do. I use the big voice and I deliver it like I'm a thespian.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that sounds fun. But have you done that in any performance?
No, it's too spooky.
Okay. Now, what's the lesson we as individuals, listeners, me, can take from this about the relationship between our heart and our minds?
Well, there's more to this than we'll ever know. More to this than can be told, yet nothing less than what is shown. At the center of a stellar furnace we all began, now returning on the event horizon, all that any of us can ever say is simply, I am. Silhouetted against the sun, where a blazing fire my life's become. Which one among those flames I see is that eternal spark that's really me. Encamped beneath a starless sky, bands of angels come strolling by, each one with their begging bowl, hungry for my desperate soul. Each one seeks the same reply, yet who on earth can decide what price passage back into paradise?
I don't even know, when you do this, I don't even know what to say to it. I mean, there's so much to think about and to respond to. It's like it's impossible. Maybe I'm not supposed to respond.
That could be. I don't know. We all know our lives better than anybody else, you know, and there's so much in a life. I mean, there's so many images, so many interactions, you know, so many just living, that when the mind quits, it's like a self-appointed guard dog or something that keeps us moving into what we perceive as the future. When it quits doing that, then suddenly there are all these images that we have accrued in our life come to the surface, and we can see them, we can view them, we can judge them for the wisdom of our actions and other people's actions during that time period. And that's the value of poetry and of bardic poetry. That's what it's all about, the compression of thought. Because you can always open it up and expand it.
Can you paint with words any aspect of this conversation that we just had? Can that happen?
Yeah, no one knows the steps I have taken, or the way you will greet the sun, when beneath the clouds on a mountain of dreams our feet are resting, as the twilight rain begins, while in the fields below the homeless are whispering to each other in the wind. They say that the green is all too quickly leaving, that their time in this world has reached an end. Then turning to me with gentle faces, they ask, will you not come with us into the heartland of all places and watch as our children drop from beneath our skin? Do you not know the voice of remembering that leads across a threshold into the home of the wolf who is a friend? Do you not know that there on this earth our feet are resting, while far away into the future our spirits have been to teach ourselves the songs the little ones are singing, that we might call them back from silence again, when on the edge of extinction we travel together to clear out the pathways for the passing of a few true men?
Oh, very nice. Where can people find your book?
In Knoxville at the Next Chapter bookstore. Yeah.
You have a website, huh?
Yeah, I do have a website, and there are links there to other things. Lately, I've taken the opportunity to do presentations for Star Knowledge TV, so they're on YouTube, a lot of those. And I travel around to different conferences, probably two or three bigger conferences a year, and you know, about that many smaller ones. You know, mostly just come away with, you know, meet a lot of nice people. a lot of good people. And people these days, especially those who live in bigger cities, they're really hungry. They're really, really hungry for something that they know they need something to feed their souls. And they're not finding it in their daily lives at all. Listen, our language encircles us with prisms of knowledge that break clear light into pyramids of color and threads of darkness. By the hand of our faith, together with truth, words are woven into lies on the loom of desire until we are wrapped in a silk of unbroken reflections against which our fresh and untried wings push. In a wordless way, rain washes dust from 10,000 days, while in evenings deep and dreamless cool, crickets dance and drink from morning's crystal dew. Black-red ringbirds and flutterbys, thunder poems sung and dragonfly. Dusty fingers stalk the moon to trace a pillared sky as a setting sun of ashen hue tells this world goodbye. Up from across the sea of satin breeze, ageless anthems roll, misleading those who would be led, overturning my empty bowl.
Thanks to Joe Plum for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.